This is Beyond the Wall, a Game of Thrones LCG podcast brought to you by Istril and Darknotch. We'd like to thank Fantasy Flight Games for our hobby and their continued support, Drew Dallas at Card Game DB for our hosting, and the AGOT community as a whole for making this possible. Let us take you beyond the wall.
All right, John, so this is episode 40, and I feel like we should probably apologize to our listeners in advance. This is going to be a really short one.
Our all-time shortest. We basically have no content because we're tired, Alex has been traveling, and if you haven't heard, Worlds is basically this Thursday, so we just haven't had time to do a proper cast.
And the thing is, apparently having families, traveling for work, and all that stuff eats into your Thrones time, and I kind of feel like I need to test my Joust deck, so really we've had to make certain sacrifices, and the cast has fallen a little bit by the wayside this week. I've only been in town 2 days this week. We do want to discuss some of the news, though, that came up this week. First of all, you got another article up talking about you. This one about preparation for tournaments, I guess, a fitting time for that to come up.
Yeah, it's fitting. It's interesting, I hope. But there's also been some exclusive news from 2C1C. Basically, they are telling us that at Worlds, there's going to be prize support for the best of each house. Now, I don't know if that's the best for each house overall or in any given tournament.
So I did actually clarify that with Kenan today. So that they were listing all the prize support, and we're not going to spoil their exclusive spoiler and give all the details, but just some clarifications. The top player of each house in Melee will get a prize. I think it's acrylic power tokens or gold tokens or something like that. And the top player for each house in Joust. So you don't have to be playing the same in the overall rankings like you typically do in Europe.
Very cool.
And then the other errata, actually, to the announcements that they made, they claimed initially that only the overall winner would get a card design. It turns out that's not true. The Joust, Melee, and overall will all be getting card designs. 2C1C then confirmed that in text form after their cast was released.
And listeners, don't forget that if you're going to Worlds, if Alex or I beat you, that includes Melee, we are going to be giving you a fan art card, a little promotional thing for the cast and to encourage people to go to the tournament.
And encourage people to lose to us, because
yes,
they
of
don't
course.
Help I can get. Speaking of going to Worlds, at about the time that we'll be on a plane completely incommunicado, it looks like FFG is going to be posting their, or is going to be hosting their announcement for the future of the LCG model. And yeah, they weren't entirely clear on what the State of the Union thing meant, but it's an article that they posted in all of their LCG stuff, so it's almost certainly the rotation announcement, which whatever they do in Thrones will eventually get modeled in some of the other ones, because the LCG model needs some way to look at that. And unfortunately, we'll be missing it, and we'll be finding out when we land, just like anyone who isn't going to Worlds, because had we known, we might have been able to book flights earlier.
So speaking of when we land, Alex and I have committed to going to a local pub close to the event center late at night for probably an hour or so. So if you're in Minneapolis and you're looking for something to do at around 10:30, 11 o'clock at night, come on by. What's the name of the pub again, Alex?
Joe Sensors. Pretty close to the FFG event center and to the Radisson and the Days Inn. Anything else news-wise? I think that about wraps it up.
Yeah, we have some upcoming tournaments.
Yeah, so this is the same as last week. We really haven't had any major tournaments, although lots of small tournaments are still pouring into the annals of Castle Black. The big ones that we're waiting for are Betrayal at the Wall in Newcastle, Worlds, obviously, in Minneapolis or in Roseville, Minnesota, and the Open de Paris in Paris, all that this coming weekend. But I kind of wanted to quickly say, so this cast is obviously an exception. It's really short. It's last minute. It's the best we could do. because we're away all week, again, both of us at Worlds, it may be somewhat difficult for us to get an episode up on Monday. We'll try to get one up that week, though, and there's a good chance that we'll get one up on Monday because we're recording some stuff earlier this week. But after that...
Well, I think there's normally a big quiet period, so we'll probably be taking...
I think it's probably... We'll have to do a post-Worlds episode for sure the week after that, and then a post-Stalic episode. And then I think a month break is probably in order, no?
Yes, I agree.
Just until the season starts up and to give us a little bit of time to catch our breath.
Get back to family things.
A fair bit of work to keep this running. And then see if we change anything coming up for January.
Yep.
And speaking of which, if you think there's anything that we should be changing come January, we'd certainly like to hear from you. I think that the cast so far, as we're wrapping up this season one, and we've got a couple more episodes to come, accomplished a lot of the things that we set out to do. Definitely kept episodes mostly on topic, generally shorter, short segments that you could go back to. We got a lot of guests and interviews to keep things a little bit dynamic that way. We've been fairly international. We've got all of our CP reviews up within 2 days of this chapter officially being released. Is there anything, John, that you think we should be changing?
I mean, honestly, this is the second podcast I've been on, and I think this one ran a lot more smoothly than the other one, so I was really, really happy with it.
It's just because I'm so much better than Tiny.
I'm going to have to say your organizational skills were a key component of getting this cast running.
One thing that I did think that I wouldn't mind if we changed a little bit come the next season is I feel like there still aren't quite enough people coming on to tell us about what they want to talk about. I'd really like to have more of those, even if it's just to describe your local meta, get it out to the world, come on, describe your tournament, or... You know, pick a topic. We occasionally guests, like Jacob suggested, we discuss agendas and came on to discuss them with us. And Tagore came on to talk about hard control, and these were topics that they had brought up to us. I really feel like we should push that element more, maybe by giving out alt arts or something like that for people who want to jump onto the cast.
That's a great idea. We've already rewarded some of the comments that people have given us actually with alt art cards.
Yeah, some people have seen them before I have.
Yes.
You've already mailed some out and I still haven't seen them.
They've actually already arrived in both Germany and Spain.
Now I feel I'm really behind the curve.
Three people in Germany, one person in Sweden, and one person in Spain has seen some of the cards.
All right. Well, if you want to see the rest of them, show up at Worlds. And I'm really looking forward to it. I'm really excited. I really like the decks that we have.
They're fun. That's what's key. Exactly. We're going to have a good time, win or lose.
And we're going to drink, win or lose.
Oh, yes.
It's good. All right. See you all this weekend. And if you need to be able to recognize us, John is the one who's about 60 feet tall.
And about a billion pounds.
And I'm the other one hanging around with John.
Thank you for listening to Beyond the Wall. If you have any comments or would like to be featured on the cast, please let us know by email at beyondthewallpodcast@gmail.com or through Facebook at Beyond the Wall Podcast. If you've enjoyed the music, check out more of Antti Martikainen's work at the link embedded in the chapter data. See you all next week.